10? Yeah,
very good.
Very well, thank you.
Do you like my jingle?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Sunday Lunch Show. Do you know how it's been? It was last year, June 2013.
Was it really?
Yeah, so it's like...
Wow. Album, just going over and over it and over it.
Right, I got you all in the right order? Because I haven't. That's Mark, isn't it?
I'm Al.
Al. Hi. Al, James.
Mark.
Mark. Mark Thompson and Mark Wells. See, if you could have sat in the order I had, it would have been so much easier. Now I'm going to have to kind of go, right. So let's start off with by introducing yourselves and then saying what you actually do in the band.
Yeah, I'm Al. I sing a bit and play guitar a bit and write songs, and that's my job.
I'm Mark. I sing the other bit and play another bit and write songs.
I'm James. I play bass. And I do the bass.
And some keys.
And keys. Don't downplay yourself.
Are you still from Maidstone?
Yep.
So that's where you've driven from today?
Yeah.
And you're all there, aren't you? You're not scattered around.
Pretty much
the same place. Yeah. And of course, if anyone missed the first interview, you can hop onto fitfm.com on Sunday Lunch Show and listen to the first one. And when you was in last time, you just finished your first album, I think. It was we'll come to that in a minute because you've obviously got your new album out, which we're going to play. Let's play a track off that first, and then we'll talk about the brand new album and what it's called. So this track we're going to be playing is track two, isn't it? After the intro, tell us a little bit about that one. What it's called?
It's called Orchids. Probably, I reckon the first song I wrote for the album. Kind of my favourite as well. I like it. Pretty dark, I guess.
I played it quite a few times because it was, as I went down, when I first had it, because I didn't have the track listings, I just played track two. So that's why it's got a lot more plays than the other tracks. So start off with this one.
Good
place
to start.
Reason
is any?
It is. Yeah. This is the day the stars have made. We share the same grains of matter displayed here as a bench engraved with lovers' names burned away. A rusty outflow. Flowers grow and children toss away their empties down below. Down below. Mm-hmm. you go, Kaleidophone, taking off the new album, which we're going to talk about in a sec. Let's just get the name out of the way, because I always spell it wrong. Luckily enough, my iPhone saves me when I'm searching for it. I'm just about to tweet you now, guys. So I start putting the at, and then I put the K, and then suddenly it fills it in. And you got a blue tick against yours as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Have we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know what that means, but it looks good.
It looks good, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's a verified account. Yeah, that's what it is.
So do you want us to spell Kaleidophone?
No. Well, yeah. And do you know what? It's not on the front of your album either, which does. Yeah. So I have to, yeah, like make it up.
But making it hard.
I heard you was gonna, you might change your name. Is that true?
Whoa, who said that?
It's on Facebook not long ago.
Really?
No, that's that was an April Fool's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe anyone fell for that.
Get some good names, though.
You've been going since 2007, haven't you?
Yeah, we're going a while. Wow. It seems a bit stupid to change the name, probably now, but...
Yeah.
Come up with a good one, and we'll do it.
Yeah, I'll put it out to listeners, yeah, before, so we can get something come out and see what we can do. When you was in last time, you just done your debut album. What's Your Tonic, was it?
Yeah.
That was John Davis had done that for you, wasn't it? And you've got your new album now. Let's get straight to that, because your new album's out. What's it called?
Hero in Trouble.
This is going to be the final artwork, isn't it? I'm holding up now.
Yeah.
And you see, obviously listeners can't see it, but you can go online and you can see it now. I'm holding it in front of the camera. There you go. So it's got, how many tracks is this going to have on it?
11 tracks.
It's got 11 tracks. Are these final now, these tracks?
Yep.
All final, all finished, ready to go.
So tell us about a little bit about this new second album.
I think in general it's kind of a darker experience than the first. The first one's quite sort of light-hearted and poppy, and this one is, I guess, more serious themes. We're really enjoying playing the music. As a result, I think it's great.
Do you find when you're doing an album that you have like more material? How do you get it down to your set tracks? You know, your 11 tracks, whatever it's going to be.
Well, we started demoing like tracks when we decided to sit down and do it. We came up with, I think, about 20 odd demos, 23 or something in total, and and then we basically just went over and over it and picked out the best ones. And some of the demos were done two or three times. One of the tracks was demoed 8 times, just to get it, to the point where everyone, it was a yes for everybody.
It's a lot of material. A lot of the material is, we really like it, but it just, for some reason, doesn't work. It doesn't fit in the album, for some reason.
Who produced this one? Because I know you was working with Charles Reese, wasn't you, before?
Yeah. A guy called Dave Timo.
Okay.
Who's a legend. And it sounds amazing. We feel really chuffed that we met the guy, and,
he's done a great job, yeah.
And this is out now. I know, because I've obviously got the physical copy here. So you've actually turned it into a CD. Can you get this now, or is it just available online at the moment?
Not yet. No, you've got an exclusive there.
That's what everybody, the album is out May 18th.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
So is it exclusive? We have got it. I know. I've had it for a couple of weeks, haven't I? So I think it's a bit longer than that. So it's still, apart from the track listings, obviously, it's blank. I've got those separately on an email. But it's been fun kind of just saying this is Kaleidophone, not knowing the track when we're playing. We're going to play another one now. So this is the memory game. Track 6.
Okay.
Yep.
Japanese
So Drifting.
Yes.
Drifting. Yeah, yeah.
Japanese So Drifting.
Yeah. It's a great track, this one. Let's give it a whirl.
Cool.
Your digression got myself a train. Caught myself a memory.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Not much going out on the roads locally, fairly clean around Brentwood. Congestion on the A118, which is Chadwell Heath. It's only minor, they're not causing too much problems there. Over the trains, totally different. Severe disruptions on Central Line. Trains not stopping at Central Line, Tottenham Court Road due to engineering works. Also, disruption on the Circle Line at Hammersmith and City at Royal Oak due to today's ongoing roadworks, ongoing engineering works. DLR, Hammersmith and City again, Royal Oak, that's engineering works. Other than that, not looking too bad. The Overground is looking like this at the moment. Replacement bus service running on London Overground between South Tottenham and Barking due to today's works. Other than that, looking fairly good on the trains. That's your traffic travel up to 1:30. You're looking at
the Beaches. Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. Welcome to Essex. But being from Kent, it's a little bit of Essex twang, you know what I mean? You're going to go back speaking Essex later on, wouldn't you, when you get back to Kent? You go, all right, mate, how's it going? What, geese? What? Ream.
I think we talk like that anyway.
So, listen, I'm loving the new album. That's a great track that we played there. This is coming out soon. You're already playing it. How's the gigs going at the moment for you?
Just come and find out. I think.
Yeah, we've done a few gigs, and we're still rehearsing stuff, and we've got a few warm up gigs planned. But what we're really aiming for is the launch on the on May 14th, which is Drury Club, Covent Garden.
Now that's going to be wicked, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be a big gig for us. There's a band called Skies playing as well, and then should be one other band is playing. We're waiting to be confirmed. But it should be a great night.
So you're going to be playing live on that on for the launch?
That's right, yeah.
And then it's actually coming out, it'll be ready to come out. And you can get some of this for free, can't you, online? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. There's a remix available, done by a friend of ours, DJ Ben Burr. It's called Fabrication, yeah. And he's done that, and that's on our site, which is Kaleidophone, so www.kaleidophone.co.uk. And you can go on there and download that for free. It's a remix of Japanese So Drifting.
Okay, pretty cool. Now you've got you've written a lot of this yourself. Tell us about how the writing went. Who done most of the writing and the arrangements, and how did it go from there?
Musically, we've all pitched in, which we're really happy about. But I suppose the majority of the writing is Wellesley and myself, and we managed to get about half of the tracks each on. So.
It just works out like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's kind of...
Does writing come easy to you? Do you find it, do you all pitch in, or do you come up with lyrics first and then you sit around and then try and add to it?
There's no rule for me. Although I definitely have down periods when I can't write anything.
Like writer's block.
Yeah, definitely. It's just not kind of a mystery, really. I don't know why that is. Don't know about you, Wellesley.
Yeah, it's kind of, get patches. I mean, I basically write all the time, really, and with my phone. So I just sing stuff into my phone that I never play to anyone. And I just basically just, get ideas and then try and demo them. And then I think it's good to stress at this point as well that we write. We basically bring the ideas. So me and Al come up with lyrical ideas or melodies and stuff. And then as a four of us, we come together in the studio and then we work on it together. So, for instance, like Japanese Drifting, the track that you heard, I had an idea and I started demoing it, and then I got together with Tomo, and Tomo then wrote the progressive sort of bass line that goes on from that, and then we all got together, and James came in with the synth ideas, and Al's sort of, brought in the production and stuff. So we work very much writing as a four, like that, and that's the way. Once we've got the demos down, the core nugget ideas, we sit there and we just work through it as a four, until we get that yes.
So you don't kind of get it, like sometimes get like a melody king. Oh, that sounds good. You're going, and then you kind of build around it. Is that the kind of thing?
It works like that sometimes, yeah. But for us, there's no rule. I would say some songwriters. I was thinking about Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Yeah.
Documentary earlier, and it's very formulaic. They've got a plan.
Yeah.
like a, well, it's Music Factory, isn't it? It's
hip, yeah, that's how it works. Yeah,
for us, it's a bit more
float your boat, isn't it? It's kind of so. Ooh, that sounds good, isn't it?
a lot of singers and songwriters who are in often, especially the girls, they often write about things like, you know, heartbreaks, and, you know, breaking up with people and things like that, like real life, you know, situations. Does that in any of your songs? Do you have things like, you know, do your songs have any real life meanings to them?
Mine, I would have to say, are pretty much autobiographical, yeah, so they're pretty, but everything's like, it's not very obvious lyrics, so
no.
I think I'd like it to be that people can take what they want from it, and they can relate it to their own lives, and hopefully that's the case.
Mm. There's, all right, stuff about everything, about stuff that's, people are, I mean, there's a few songs on this album that I've written that are about people I know. So the title track, Heroin Trouble, is about a good friend of ours who, you know, it's pretty obvious, it's about, you know, addiction and struggle with addiction, and that's and hope, really, that's for him, and that's something that we wrote and very consciously as a four, because he was part of our band family, we sort of dedicate to him, really. And then there's another song on the album which is called Little John. The Lord and Dave, and that's dedicated to a guy called Dave King, who does a lot of social work in Kent and Maidstone. He's dedicated his life to people, really, just giving, and, you know, giving to people, and he's an amazing guy. So that's for me, it was, yeah, I'll see something inspiring, and doesn't really, if it's something that I feel, then it bubbles up and comes out as a song.
Cool.
Yeah,
we're going to go to track three. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Track three is Ether. It's probably the first single on the record. A difficult subject matter. It's about a parent who's lost their child, and this individual has gone missing, and their phone is still active, and she's leaving messages on on her son's answer phone as a way of sort of trying to contact him, but knowing that he's most likely dead, so it's kind of sorry, it's so dark.
Yeah, it's a darker album than the first one, but it's good that you address these subjects, because, you know, in lyrics as well, because they're important subjects, and it does make a change to singing about love all the time, and, you know, some of the mainstream things you see, it's good to have a good meaning. But I have heard this song, it's a fantastic track. We're gonna play it now.
Thanks.
Here we go.
Your voice in the ether.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, there you go, lovely track. Tell us a little bit about the videos. Have you done any videos for these? Is it something you're looking to do? I'll ask all the questions you've got no idea the answers to, have you? You look at him going, well, you can ask that one.
No, we did.
we haven't got a video as yet, have we? But we're definitely on the lookout for someone to do something. I mean, we like to try and find someone special to do something, because it's, you know, just like the music has got its own sound, always like our videos to have a bit of a something different as well.
Yeah, so. I'll keep looking at on your site and waiting to see, you know, the kind of, I don't know, perhaps it just goes for the four of you walking down the street and then kind of, but the reason I ask is because the songs are quite dark and it'd be great video to do, video, like a dark video to go with it. You know?
Well, if anyone in Essex would like to put an idea forward to make us a video, go for it.
As dark as possible, obviously.
That's the trouble with Essex, it's too bling, isn't it, to do it. You've got to try to do something dark and a big diamond colour limo will go past like with pink feathers on it. So, like, that's more likely to happen when you're in Essex. We have Essex tourism
there. That could work.
It could work, couldn't it? A big rock comes and falls on it, splat. So you've got something you would look at doing.
Yeah, definitely.
In the future. So what's the plan now from here? Are you already lining up? You've already got your eyes on a third album?
We did jokes about that, actually.
Yeah, it starts next week.
Because it's something you've got to start looking at, and even though you've probably still waiting for this one to come out, you've obviously got material bundling up. You think, oh, I'm going to have to start...
We're just raring to play live. We want to play live, play as many shows this year as we can, you know, and see loads of people. And we're all like, we love recording. It's kind of in our blood a little bit. We'd be keen to definitely make a third album. Not yet,
because obviously you've got the heart to get this one out there, but you've got enough material to start working on that. When you do your live stuff, is it your ideal gigs you're looking for, like festivals, is it? Is that the kind of thing you'd like to do? Or do you like to perform in the, you know, pubs where you've got the rowdy crowds? What's your ideal gig?
All sorts.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as people respond well. If we meet a bunch of nice people that have enjoyed the gig and appreciate the music, that's tick the box for me.
The adrenaline comes up to all that, doesn't it? It's always great to, especially when you finish. I always find when I go do any of my gigs, even right now, I get really nervous when I go up, and then when I finish, I'm thinking, yeah, that was really great. You get a real buzz on the way back home, thinking, you know, which is good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's about producing something that you're entertaining people, aren't you? You've got something where they go home thinking, yeah, that was a great performance, and that's a good night. So there's nothing like it. There's nothing like going somewhere where you don't know anyone at all and playing a show, and then and you come away thinking that's a...
Other than that, Pyramid Stage, Glastonbury.
Oh yeah. I mean, you can go online, and they do have guests. They have like little competitions where you can actually win spots at Glastonbury. If you go on to their, you should definitely head over to their website and have a look. If you follow all the links, you'll find that you can put your band in for it, and you never know. They pull them out the hat.
We were offered a slot at Glastonbury a few years ago at the the Rabbit Hole stage, but we didn't realise, and because the guy that was running the stage, he'd seen us at the show, and he said, "Oh, come and play." And then, but we didn't realise that we still had to. It's one of those things where you've got tickets already, basically, and then they bring bands into the stage already. So it's kind of, you know, we love to go and play there, and they said if you ever come here, you can
We found some tickets, and they were like $2,000 each.
It was too much. Yeah, it was just,
so that'd be a lot of fun, though. It'd be great for your CV, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
someday we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there, definitely.
So you've got loads coming up. Yeah, the big one at the moment is just get the launch out of the way. But let's go through that again, because that's coming up. It's in May, isn't it?
14th of May, Drury Club, Covent Garden.
And can anyone go along to that? Is it tickets or
link should be up, shouldn't it?
It will be up this week. Yeah, anyone can come. If you check out our Facebook page, it's probably the best place to find out the full details. Keep on track on with stuff online.
And if you go to Facebook and you get, and just drop down onto About, then you've got all the links to your website. And once you go from the website, you can go anywhere, really. It's got all your Twitter accounts. You just jump from one to the other. And you keep the... I know you keep the site fairly up to date, because I know that you said it was on here, online. So who does all that? Who does all your PA stuff?
I do, Tomo, quite a bit of that website stuff. Wellesley and myself do a lot of the social media side of things, just keeping things ticking over.
Yeah, and you've got to keep it going, haven't you? Yep. Because it's you have followers, and you got, you know, it's a big part of it now is keeping the media side going. So we're going to do the final track off your album. Well, what should we do? What track?
Cool.
Hero intro.
Yeah, album title cool. Track.
Track. So
we've done track 3, we've done track 2, we've done track 6, wasn't it?
7?
Oh no, that's Caprice, it's 8.
8.
Track 8.
Yeah. So that's the magic of radio. Just hitting the buttons. Right, so tell us about track 8.
Wellesley wrote you this one, and this is the title track off the album, Hero in Trouble, uh-huh. Which Wellesley wrote. And he'll tell you a bit about it.
Yeah, as I already said, it's a mate of ours who used to be pretty much a roadie and fifth member of the band for us. And that is a big struggle with addiction. And he's someone we love, and we just wrote it for him. It's heartfelt. And all four of it, and just brought it to the lads, and everybody went, that's really good. So we started working with it. We played it live a few times actually before we started working on the album, and it just seemed right when we'd done it. It's a song obviously about a very dark subject, but it's a song that's actually got quite a hopeful sort of feel in it. So it's a title track from the album.
Clyde Van Hero in Trouble. Here we go.
on your chest is a picture of strength. When you've got nothing left, you have always and always given your best. And I cry so that you don't go home. And I
website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business. Our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialized in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street, Brentwood, winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
Now's the time for a spring clean. Have a big clear out. Clothes, books, DVDs, electrical ornaments and furniture, and put them to good use. Give them to St Francis Hospice and fund care for more than 4,000 local people every year. Drop them into any St Francis Hospice shop, including the brand new furniture store in Harold Hill and the electrical shop in South Street, Rumford. Find your closest St Francis Hospice drop spot at sfh.org.uk.
I love Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Michelle Ward, for Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1.
Shall I turn your microphone up?
Well, it would help, yes.
Well, it wouldn't really.
With music, guests, topical news stories and my general ramblings.
Oh, God, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone.
Plus my question of the day.
What is it? What is it?
You keep asking for requests. I've told you before, I don't like people asking for requests.
Brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors and Windows. Visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk.
Is that a marshmallow I can smell burning?
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, back to the Events Guide. Not so much of an event or something that's happening on radio later on from 6 o'clock, because we're going to be replaying the interviews. And actually, it's the discussion they had with all the here in the Brentwood Centre, the hustings, we called it, the election hustings, which happens on Friday the 17th. Taking part were the candidates James Abbott from the Green Party, Michael McGough from UKIP, David Kendall, Liberal Dems, Eric Pickles from the Conservative, Leon Preston, Labour, and Robin Tilbrook, English Democrats. Hosted by Phoenix FM's Mike Jones, it'll be replayed here on Phoenix from 6 o'clock. I'm going to to it sounds like a really good, and it got quite heated, which is always what you want in a good debate. So all that happening from 6 o'clock here on Phoenix 98 FM. Stay tuned
for more details about these events and many more happening in your local area. Go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Sunday lunch with your favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. So we kind of discovered that you're really like an indie band, don't you? Indie pop.
Yes.
You talked about some gigs earlier on. Just remind us what's coming up for you, if anyone wants to go and see you live.
Yep. Okay. So we are playing. So obviously there's that album launch, which is
if you're going to come to anyone, come to that one.
Yeah, come to that one. Drury Club, Drury Lane. There'll be tickets up on. There'll be a link up on our Facebook page. That's on the 14th of May. We're supporting James Gillespie at the Cult Cafe in Ipswich on the 5th of June, and also other gigs we have 19th of June, Full Moon in Cardiff. We're playing Mistles in Bristol 9th of July. We're playing Ashford Create Festival. There's various other gigs as well that we're arranging, and we'll announce dates for, so please go to our Facebook page and have a look, and please come along if you're free.
Okay, sounds fantastic. And you've put a lot of work into this album, lads. I know you're not working full time now. You've ploughed loads and loads of time into it. Did you get much time to do much practicing? Did you all meet up? Do you do studio work, or is it garage, home?
We have a bit of both, really.
Yeah,
I've got a little drum booth in my garage, so I spend quite a few mornings a week in there drumming away. But then
very dedicated, this.
Yes, get out early before work, do a bit of practice. But we work kind of our daytime job, sort of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we've kind of committed Thursday, Friday, Saturdays to doing band stuff. So whether it's rehearsing together, whether it's recording, whether we're gigging, doing website stuff, emails, all that, website stuff. It's that there are days we do it together. Yeah,
cool. Right, we're going to play out with your last song. It's always great to see you guys. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Good luck on the album launch. I'll try and get down if I can.
Yeah, please do.
Let's just go through quickly. If anyone wants to get hold of you, quickest way, Facebook, I suppose.
Yeah.
Kaleidophone.
Yeah.
You got the website, which is
www.kaleidophone.co.uk. Go to music. Don't forget free track Japanese Adrifting Fabrication Remix.
Okay, and you're on Twitter. It's just Kaleidophone, isn't it?
At Kaleidophone, yep. With the blue tick.
Great stuff. Yeah, verified account. I can't believe it. How many followers you got?
Two and a half thousand,
I think.
Yeah, you beat me. Everyone seems to beat me. Someone could open an account right now and they probably have more followers than I do.
Put you in touch with our management.
What's going on? Is that you've got management. You should say hello to them, really, I suppose.
All right.
Well, from Essex. Right, we're going to play out. This is track 9, and it's a track called
Dode.
Here we go. I thought I saw you
orchard hiding in the blossom. Every 7 years old.